Epiphany celebrates that Christ is given to us and the world as light and truth. In a darkened world, sincere seekers look for light. Christ is the light and the truth. We who belong to the church also seek light and truth. The light we seek is not always found in books or sermons. We find it as we humbly encounter one another and life. Christ dwells within us through his Spirit. He can also be found in all seekers of light and truth. However, the scriptures and writings, such as the fathers of the church, are like candle flames leading us into truth and light. Not only do we seek light and truth, but we, the church, are invited to bring light and truth to the world. The light of Christ glows or burns brightly within us. To bring the light of Christ and his truth into the world, we must draw near to the flame of light, Christ. The reading from Isaiah speaks about Jerusalem as the light to the nations, through whom God's glory shines. Jerusalem stands for the church. Christ becomes the light and the truth to the world through us. Many sincere seekers of light and truth exist among the world's people. If we closely resemble Christ, we can help shape Christ's light for them. Some may not be concerned about sincerely seeking light and truth. However, others who do not belong to the church also profoundly search. The scriptures give us an example of the Magi today. The Magi represent the sincere seekers of truth who invest themselves totally in searching for the light of truth. Again, that light is not always found in books or in sermons, but in relationships with those who resemble Christ. The Magi, those Gentile religious sages, those Zoroastrian scholars, and foreigners from Persia represent all the nations who long for the light in darkness and who seek the truth. The Magi contemplated stars to discover what the gods were doing in the heavens. The sun god was good because it shed light. Unpredictable movements in the night sky were seen as omens of good or evil. When the Magi began to understand a star was guiding them, they began to search where it led. The Magi's journey shows how intensely they searched for truth. They were not merely dabbling in truth and opinion. They were not twisting the truth. They were not avoiding the light, but they put their whole lives on the line in search for the light and truth. Ultimately, their searching brought them to experience Christ as an infant, and in those vulnerable and forgotten. If some who are not Christians seek truth so intently, how much more should we who are Christians be seekers of truth and light? To what extent must we open ourselves to the light and truth? And where do we look for that? Seeing an unusually bright star, the Magi followed it from Persia toward Jerusalem. That is a distance of about 1,000 miles. They were willing to journey this great distance in search for the light. When they found the infant child with Mary and Joseph, and living in humble circumstances, they prostrated themselves and did him homage. They lowered themselves to the child's level and recognized God's sacred presence. They found God's presence in a human child who was powerless. Their seeking light in the stars eventually enabled them to find the light of Christ. If the Magi, who were not Catholic or Christian, yet still seekers of the holy, could find God's presence in a vulnerable child, should we who follow Christ also be able to find the Word of God hidden in one another, especially in the little ones and outcasts of today? Should we not find the presence of Christ also dwelling deep within our own hearts? How can the Church and we ourselves become a truer light to people? Can others recognize Christ in us and in our community life? Can we recognize the light of Christ in the poor and forgotten? As we begin to find Christ more deeply in our hearts and in one another, we prostrate ourselves before God, who is Christ, the light and truth of the world.